Good morning. Good to work. And we're learning Siman Beis. So the Chayyarim now speaks about the position the person should be found in as he's saying to Tehillat HaDerech. Should he say it while he's walking, while he's standing, while he's seated, while he's driving? Okay, so the Chayyarim says, Im Efshar Yirmana Bamita. If it's possible, the person should actually stop walking. In a scenario where a person is walking, a person would stop walking. And he would stand still and say Tefillas HaDerech. Avim Yerusha Bagola, Yermena B'Yeshiva U'Bavad Shatiya HaGola Omedis, the Rochav K'mehal Tomei. The person is seated in a wagon, the example the Chayyarim is talking about. So a person does not need to get out of the wagon, but he should stop the wagon. Because we have a concept in Halacha known as Rochav K'mehal Tomei. Riding on something or which is moving has the halachic equivalent as if the person is moving. And the Gemara discusses this, for example, in regards to the halach of standing up for Tamil Chacham. If the Tamil Chacham is going by riding a horse, it's as if the Tamil Chacham is walking, even though he's seated. When the Tamil Chacham is in his seat, I do not need to stand up for him. When he's walking, I need to stand up for him. Over here, he's seated, but he's walking. So the Gemara says that Rochav K'mehalatami, riding the horse as if the person himself is moving. It's like he's going, and therefore there would be a chiyuv to stand up for the Tamil Chacham in that situation. So the Chayyarim says the same concept applies over here, that Rochav K'mehalatami, the wagon moving, is as if I am moving while I'm saying the bracha, and that's not a lechatchila. I should stop the wagon. So the modern version of that is a person preferably should stop the car. They have an option when they're saying Tefillas HaDerech to safely pull over and stop the car to say Tefillas HaDerech. They should do so. That in that scenario, which we just said, that if possible, you should stop the car. The example, if that's the halacha says, if that's going to distract you because you're in a rush, am I doing so? You'll be distracted and not say the bracha properly, so you do not need to stop. So over here, if a person does not feel safe to pull over, there's no safe place to pull over and to stop, so a person is not mechuyev to, in that situation, to pull over to say Tefillas HaDerech. He can say Tefillas HaDerech as he is going. Now, that's referring to the passengers in the car. In regards to the driver, it's a little more complicated. Now, before we get to the question about the driver, should one person say that the Tefillas HaDerech, I mean, much everybody else, or should each person say it on their own? So, the Gemara says that we have a concept called Shema Ka'ayna. However, when it comes to davening, Shemoneh Esrei, a person should not use Shema Ka'ayna to emotzi himself in Shemoneh Esrei unless he's unable to daven himself. He does not knowledgeable enough to do so. Because since tefillah is an act of asking for rachamim from Hashem, each person should ask their own personal bakasha of rachamim. So Tefillas HaDerech, which is an act of asking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu for rachamim that we should travel safely, it would seem that the correct halacha is each person should say their own Tefillas HaDerech. If a person is not able to do so for whatever reason, they can have somebody else be mitzi them. But the chachilah, each person should say Tefillas HaDerech by themselves. Now, when a person is driving, arguably it's going to be difficult for him to focus on saying the tefillah, and maybe therefore he should stop the car for that reason. If that was going to cause him to be distracted, he's worried about the stopping because he's in a rush or something of that sort, or because it's not safe, no safe place to pull over, he could continue to drive the car as he's saying the tefillah. Is it better that someone else should be motzi him? It seems to me that that's not true, unless he does not know the tefillah bal peh, so he should not be looking at the tefillah from a sitter while he's driving. So in that situation, somebody else can be motzi him. Achim yevsher mutar alicha. So the Chayyarim says if it's not possible, because the person will be distracted by the pause, so then the person is allowed to say Tefillas HaDerech as he is going, or as he's riding the horse, or as he's driving the car. Have a good day.